Chapter 4. The Last Drink. He drank quickly. Too quickly, perhaps. He choked. Choked badly. His face turned purple, and he fell to the floor. There was a short silence. Then the judge's small, clear voice began again.
Before we continue, I'll explain myself. This letter is, it seems, from an old friend of mine, Constance Culmington. I haven't seen her for years. She went to Asia. This is important because Unknown knows a lot about us. He knows that a letter from Constance Culmington is never a surprise to me. He knows about Mr. Marston's friend and about Miss Brent's holiday 2 or 3 years ago and who she met there. He knows about General MacArthur's old friends. And, because he knows about us, he's made some terrible accusations.
But it's all lies!
Shouted General MacArthur.
We never did,
Rogers began.
It's a terrible thing to say,
cried Vera.
I want to say this, continued the judge calmly. The voice accused me of the murder of Edward Seaton. I remember him well. He came to my court in 1930, accused of the murder of an old woman. He was well defended, and he didn't look like a criminal type. But I knew that he was a murderer. I knew that he had to die. And that's what the court decided. I did my job, nothing more.
Armstrong was remembering now.
The Edward Seaton case.
It was the judge's final speech that really sent Seaton to prison and to his death. Everyone was surprised, but it was all quite correct. Did you know Seaton before the case? He asked without thinking.
No,
answered the judge coldly.
He's lying, thought Armstrong. I know he's lying.